Like many places across the country and in Pennsylvania, Allegheny County is struggling with aging infrastructure and overflows that dump sewer waste into waterways when it rains. The county's sewer authority has a new agreement with the EPA to keep sewage out of the Three Rivers. During a press conference this fall to talk about it, Arletta Scott Williams, the executive director of the Allegheny County Sanitary Authority, or ALCASAN, led the crowd in a chant.
I say green, you say green. Green.
Green.
Green.
Green.
You don't mean it like I mean it, though.
She meant a new focus on green infrastructure, capturing rainwater with landscaping and plants. Williams announced the modified consent decree with the Environmental Protection Agency will cost about $2 billion and require compliance by 2036. Oliver Morrison of Public Source has a new story out about the plan, and he joins me now. Hi, Oliver.
Hi.
So what's in this revised plan?
One big part is they're going to expand their sewage treatment plant so that instead of just being able to treat about 250 million gallons a day, it expands to about 600 million gallons a day. And then the next part of the plan is to build three giant tunnels underneath the rivers so that when it rains, a lot of that water that runs off into the streets would be captured into those tunnels. And then when it was drier, they could treat that at the plant. And so all the sewage wouldn't pour out into the rivers.
That's called gray infrastructure. Pipes, it's things made out of cement. It's the stuff that's not growing or green or soil. Is this going to be in addition to green infrastructure? What's the breakdown?
People have been wondering for a bunch of years, how much of this $2 billion is it going to actually end up in green infrastructure? And right now we have the best answer that we've been able to have so far. They've got this $100 million grow fund where they're supposed to spend it on green. And what we've seen so far is that they're spending about a third of the money that's been coming out of there has been going on green infrastructure. So we know in their grow program, a third is going to green. The other part, the remaining $1.9 billion, we also have a new answer because they have this new study out that suggests that only $29 million of that $1.9 billion is going to go potentially towards green infrastructure. Now, this is preliminary. They say they have more work to do. They can't confirm it, but this is their best guess so far.
When did that study come out?
It will be published in April, but they released the preliminary results in November.
So why isn't green infrastructure more feasible in more locations?
Well, green infrastructure can be really expensive depending on where you put it and how you make it. So you can't really build green infrastructure on railroads or on top of buildings very quickly. It's very expensive in those places. And so what ALCASAN did was they looked at when you put it in there, how much of this water could you remove? And what they found was that there were few places that you could remove enough water that it would be able to replace the pipes and do as good a job as the pipes at that same price or cheaper. And so ALCASAN, it looks at its authority very narrowly. We're a sewage authority. Our job is to take care of the sewage and do it at the cheapest possible price for our ratepayers. And that's what we do. And because of that narrow focus, they don't see a lot of opportunities for them investing in green infrastructure.
So the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, or PWSA, which is the large water authority in Pittsburgh, is investing in green infrastructure. And according to your piece, their executive director thinks that ALCASAN should be reimbursing Pittsburgh ratepayers for it because they're funding projects which will reduce stormwater and the sewer system. What's the difference between the investments that PWSA is making in green infrastructure and ALCASAN's plans?
So I think one of the big differences is that, first of all, PWSA is planning on investing a lot more money into green infrastructure in the future. In this coming year, 2020, it's planning on investing almost $20 million in that single year, and it's planning on ramping that up to $130 million over the next 5 years. Some people ask, why? What's the difference between them? Why would they have a different approach? Well, ALCASAN is looking only at getting the water out of the sewers, whereas PWSA is kind of looking at several different things. They want to stop the flooding in your basement. They want to hopefully reduce some of the flooding that's happening in the streets. They want to get some of the dirt and silt and pollution out of the streams nearby your house, in addition to getting the water out of the sewers. So when they look at those green infrastructure investments, they don't just see the sewage getting reduced, they see some other values, including what some of the people in the neighborhoods have been telling them, that they would just like more greenery in their neighborhood. It's better, it's healthier, it makes their home values worth more.
I have a feeling that environmentalists have opinions about ALCASAN's new plan, and some of them are not favorable.
I would say that's true. There's been a long-running campaign to try and get Alcazan to spend more money on green infrastructure in the region. So this includes groups like the Sierra Club, Pittsburgh United, but also some neighborhood groups that are pushing for more green infrastructure. They see this giant price tag, $2 billion, and they're thinking, this big chunk of money just doesn't come along very often, and so we're not going to get that many more opportunities for such a large sum of money to be spent on cleaning our waterways. And so they want to be able to do it in a way that maximizes the environmental impacts. And for them, that means more green infrastructure and less gray infrastructure. So even though they understand Alcazan's arguments that they're focused on sewage, they think, hey, like, let's look at some other things as well.
Does Alcazan's newest plan take climate change into account, like the increased storms and rainfall we're projected to receive in this region?
So the short answer is no. I asked them that at their press conference, and they said they haven't been using that data. Instead, what they said is that they're just really focused on implementing this plan. They want to make sure that they do all the things that they say that they've committed to EPA that they're going to do. So even though they aren't taking this into account in their projections, what they're doing is really ramping up to be able to take in more rain and prevent more of that rain from entering our sewers and thereby flushing sewage into the rivers. And so as they implement this plan, we know that they're going to start addressing some of the biggest impacts of climate change, which are really intense rainstorms, probably more rain as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Oliver.
Thank you.
You can find Oliver Morrison's full story at publicsource.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.